Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline is former NFL offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz. Jeff with the Action Network now, and he joins us on the hotline right now. Jeff, good afternoon, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Well, Hugh Jackson's gone. Todd Haley's gone. The Browns with their best win in 4 years. Doing all right. Pretty good. We're excited about the future.
Life is good. Well, Hugh's going to come back and on the bank. How weird is that, man? It's just so weird.
Bizarre.
I think he just wants to get back at the Browns, clearly.
If you're a Browns player, Jeff, if you're a Browns player, are you more I know you're always motivated to win, but is there extra motivation to beat the Bengals and stick it to Hugh?
It depends if you – I feel like the players liked Hugh. Like, I never felt like they did not like him. So probably not as much as you'd think. But I definitely think that they probably feel a little betrayed that Hugh would go ahead and kind of just join the enemy so close to when they play.
What do you think he'll provide, Jeff, to the Bengals? I mean, he was here for 2.5 years. Is there anything that, any secrets or anything that you think could be a benefit for the Bengals that could hurt the Browns?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the benefit would be being able to tell them, any audible calls, any the communication stuff. I've never been of the opinion that you can, let's say that he gave the Browns offensive playbook to Marvin Lewis and said this, I feel like there's so much in there and there's so many things that look the same that aren't the same that would be tough for defense to really be able to hone in on. And we heard that famous story about Mike Leach making up a fake script and handing it to Texas before they played in 99. But what I think the advantage is Hugh Jackson can be like, okay, when they check to this is what that is. When they do this, here's what they do on defense when they check to this and that. So it's the adjustment stuff that I think Hugh can help them with. And I wouldn't be surprised if they came out with a brand new communication system for that game. It's probably what they're working on in the bye, actually.
We're talking with Jeff Schwartz, former NFL offensive lineman. Jeff, we've been talking about the cornerstones for the Browns. You got off the field the coach and the GM. Browns seem to have one with John Dorsey looking for the coach. And then on the field, right, the quarterback we think they have, the cornerback they've got with Denzel Ward, the pass rusher with Myles Garrett. We don't think they have the left tackle, and I don't know if they're going to do it in the draft. It looks like the best free agent, and I don't know if they go down that road, is Darrell Williams from the Panthers. Is he a guy that if he becomes a free agent you'd spend big money on? Are they more likely to go to the draft? What do you think?
Well, Darrell Williams is coming off a bad knee injury, so his free agency is going to be interesting. You could get him cheap, but he's not much of a left tackle. I think you look at Jonah, I think his name's Jonah Williams, the kid from Alabama, the left tackle. He's probably going to be the first tackle off the board. Now, most people, I just looked at Mel Kiper's mock draft. He's like the 15th best player, so you might be reaching a little bit if you draft him. But I do think there is value in drafting, best player available. But if you really have a need, like the Browns, I think, have at left tackle, you reach a little bit for him. Unlike, the Raiders last year didn't really need a left tackle, and they reached for Cole Miller. Like, that to me is a mistake. But when the Browns have a lot of young players, then go reach for the tackle, take him a little maybe earlier than he's ranked, and put him in and be done with left tackle.
Hey Jeff, let's go back to Sunday a little bit, and maybe even the last couple of weeks. It seems like Freddie Kitchens, now the new offensive coordinator, has done a pretty good job with Baker Mayfield. There's been some breakdowns out there. I've seen and watched a little All-22 tape myself. And he's putting him in position to have some success. Is there anything you believe that Kitchens or Greg Williams could do down the stretch to be back next season?
Probably not. I mean, look, I think we all assumed that this was not going to last very long with Hugh. I definitely think there was a possibility that Greg Williams could have stayed if his defense had played really well. But his defense hasn't been as good as expected, which – you can maybe chalk up to a couple injuries, but that's, I think, going to hold him back and get his job. It feels like they need just a clean, again, for the 100th time, brand new coaching staff and start over. You know, Kitchens has not been a really good coordinator before. He's doing a good job, right? He's getting Chubb involved like he should be doing, like he should have been doing, throwing the ball to Duke Johnson, doing the simple things, getting easy throws for Baker Mayfield. I never understood the Todd Haley thing with anything that was going to work very well, and it didn't. So they're doing good things, but it's going to be really tough for me to see those guys coming back unless the new coach wanted to keep them. Now, that's always a thing, right? If you hire an offensive mind and Kitchens works well with Mayfield, he wants to keep him, sure, but I don't think he'll be in the same capacity as calling plays.
We're talking with Jeff Schwartz of the Action Network. Jeff, you know, in terms of the next head coach, you know, we're all pushing for the next big thing, right? Like, we see the Rams situation, we see the Bears situation. We want our McVay and Nagy. We'll see if that happens. But, you know, I've heard it's been mentioned that if Mike McCarthy gets fired because of the connection, maybe the Browns would bring him in. I'm not a big Mike McCarthy guy. Everybody points to the record. You know, we've heard way too much about how Aaron Rodgers maybe doesn't see eye to eye with him. I don't know. Do you think Mike McCarthy is a good coach or no?
I think he's a good coach. I think that he has to reinvent himself. His offense is very stagnant. So, and I don't think he'd be a good fit with Baker Mayfield, by the way. I think that what they do in their offense is they just, if you watch them play, and they play tonight,
yeah,
they're very static in their formations. They don't do a lot of bunches and stack formations and motions and shifts. You know, they motion every now and then to see man coverage, just like, you know, other teams do. But they really rely on their wide receivers to get open themselves. So I know people think, well, they're supposed to get open themselves. Yeah, sure. But you can also scheme up ways for them to get open by using formations and personnel groupings and play-action passes and all this other stuff. And they don't do that very often. And that, to me, is where their issue is. So I don't see Baker Mayfield kind of being that offense. So if you hire McCarthy, you need kind of a quarterback that can handle, like Rodgers does, like making plays laying down. He's got to be kind of a really special passer, things like that. So his offense is kind of passed up time now. Look, can he reinvent himself? Sure. I'd go for like a John DeFilippo, right? First-time head coach, probably won't be scared of or shy away from having to play in Cleveland. We'll be excited about his opportunity to finally be a head coach. There's a lot of talent around. I think DeFilippo is going to be a good NFL coach. We've seen what Frank Reich has done. We've seen what the Eagles have done. The Eagles haven't looked the same since DeFilippo and Reich left. So I think DeFilippo would be a good option in Cleveland.
What do you think about Josh McDaniels getting another chance?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to get that chance. It's a matter of how do people look at what happened with the Colts this year and give him another opportunity, right? I mean, I think he'll get that opportunity because people are so thirsty for the young offensive coach, the offensive mind. Look, there's evidence that has worked in the NFL. But look, Anthony Lynn's doing a good job in San Diego. He's a defensive coach. If you hire a good coach, you'll be okay. I think McDaniels will get a look, but I really do think he's holding out for Belichick to retire at some point. I think that's why he made the move to stay. Someone's going to look at him, but I think after he screwed the Colts like he did, it's going to be tough for him to get a job outside of New England.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Jeff Schwartz of the Action Network. Jeff, you mentioned the Packers-Seahawks game tonight. Solid Thursday night game. The night games in general this week just get better, and they're all really good. Solid game tonight. Sunday night, Vikings-Bears, and then Monday night, the game of the year with Chiefs and Rams. I think they're all 3 points or 2.5, 3.5. Who do you like in the three big night games?
So, love Seahawks tonight. Love them. It's my favorite play of the week, I think. Visiting teams, I believe, are 2-8 so far in Thursday night games, so that doesn't bode well for the Packers. They have to travel a long way on Thursday night. Seattle's averaging 173 yards rushing the last seven games. They are really rushing the ball well. And lastly, Russell Wilson is 39-12 all-time at home. 39-12. So I think they win tonight comfortably, 10 points or so. Green Bay, offensively on the road this year, has, I think, averaging 21 points too. So not as good on the road. Give me Seattle Thursday night. The Sunday night game, I'm really not sure yet. I think I'm leaning Vikings. I haven't been that impressive with the Browns as other people have, but the problem I have is the Bears. The problem, I've also not been impressed with the Browns at times too. The Bears, The Vikings, though, Cousins just doesn't win a lot of primetime games. Last year was the first year he had won a primetime game in seven tries. We've seen this year, too, he struggled in that capacity. So that worries me. I might not touch that game, but I Monday Night Football, give me the Chiefs. I mean, you have a Rams defense that's allowed 27 points a game on average since Talib got hurt in week three. You have a Chiefs offense that they're not going to stop the Chiefs offense. And vice versa, on the other side, look, the Rams offense is going to do really well this game. But Chiefs defense has played a little bit better than they have in the past. And they're rushing the passer. They got Houston and D Ford both back right now. I think that they'll keep this game close. They could even win this game. In a shootout like it is, like it will be, I should say, give me the 4 points. Give me 3.5 points for the Chiefs. I can't see any team winning this game by more than a field goal.
Jeff Schwartz is with us, former NFL player with the Action Network. All right, Jeff, is Le'Veon Bell a moron or a genius?
Look, the only thing is I don't know how he's making up this money. So if his thought process is, I know what it is, right? I stayed healthy this year, therefore I'll get a big contract, and I'll make it up on the back end of my contract because I stayed healthy this year. That's, I guess, sound reasoning. And I'm okay with him holding out, by the way. But I think that both parties end up almost winning here. The Steelers definitely win, right? They saved $14 million, and they found themselves a running back. And I think it galvanized their locker room. Le'Veon Bell, he'll get paid by someone. I don't think he will get as much as he thinks he's going to get. He wants to be paid as that hybrid guy, which is just, in my opinion, I don't think any team will kind of break the mold in how they pay running backs in that way. So he'll get he'll get a lot of money, but will he make up the $15 million? I don't see that. I really don't. I don't know how you can calculate that.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Like, I think we'll never know. If I was him, what I would have done is I would have come in the bye week and got my $855,000 in the bye week and just tried to blend in on the team. In my opinion, if he came back, they weren't going to start him because Connor's playing so well. You might get 15 touches a game, 10 touches a game. You probably aren't even active the first couple of weeks. You would have gotten your money, and then you could even pull the hamstring or something and been fine. You know what I mean? So I would have taken some of that money, but he made that choice, and I don't fault him for making a business decision. I just don't know where he's making that $15 million up at.
Jeff, good stuff, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
All right, take care. Talk to you guys next week.